thing through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Frontiers, Disc 2. Hello everybody, welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Alright, with Disc 1 firmly in the past, Disc 2 awaits for the Sonic Frontiers Stillness in Motion OST. Five discs to go, but let's hit disc number 2 today. Hey, welcome. If you're new to the channel, or new to the station, radiose.ga/discord to join the open Discord and chat with everybody about what you love about Sonic Frontiers and all things Sega. Alright, let's get right into it today. Probably looking at another hour-long episode just like last week. I've got 25 tracks here. You already heard one of them. That was Chronos Island 4th MVT. And today, we're going to be looking at our time on Ares Island, as well as catching up, I guess, with more music on Chronos, because that's what's on the disc. So, maybe I won't tell you more of the story about Ares Island just yet. Actually, yeah, I might do that. I might wait till next week. Alright, let me queue up a few of the tracks. I've already queued up two of them. Cool. Alright, let's get to it.
Oh.
All right, welcome back, y'all. There's your first block. Let's see. That break you heard. Cutscene for whom? Guardian Squid, Cyberspace 1-5 Dropaholic, Kronos Island 5th MVT, Guardian Ninja in Cyberspace 1-6 Go Back to Your Roots. 18 tracks left. Again, the plan was to go over Aris Island today, but there's no Aris Island tracks on the docket, so I might just hold that off until next week. I might read you just a few points of trivia. There's surprisingly very little, though. So, I'll give you a couple. Did you know that Sonic Frontiers is the first game in the Sonic series to be localized in Brazilian Portuguese, Korean, simplified Chinese, and traditional Chinese, though this is in subtitles only? Also in the teaser trailer, there's metadata referencing files used in production of the video, including multiple mentions of Sonic Rangers, suggesting this was the working title or code name for the game. Same name was also mentioned in a press release by Sega, although they later claimed that it was due to the press release being an older version. And Mori Kishimoto would later confirm that the name was a development code name for Sonic Frontiers, which was created prior to him taking over as the game's director, leading to a major shift in the intended content of the game. As such, the title Sonic Rangers was changed due to it not relating to the intended direction for the game. Cool, and now you know. Alright, more music's up. We'll do a bumper. I don't go there. I don't know when I'm going to stop making that mistake. And look at what tracks are left. This one. Okay. Okay, more music coming your way. If you're listening, thank you. Stick around.
In the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
that was your second break. Chrono Silence 6 MVT, Cyberspace 1 through 7 Time Flyer, Guardian Tower, Chrono Silence 7th MVT, Theme of Coco, and Fishing Vibes. That's the song when you're fishing, which is pretty cool. It's lo-fi hip-hop grooves to study and sleep to. Here's the deal. There are 12 tracks left on this disc of the OST. 10 of them are jingles and cutscenes, which means there are basically only two real tracks left, and boy, are they good ones. So I'm not going to split them up into two more breaks. I'm just going to give you one more break with 12 tracks in them, because the 10 of them are going to go really quick. But just for a little bit of variety, I'll just read you maybe one more point of trivia, maybe two. Did you know that the song used in the launch trailer and in the live-action TV spot is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, making the second time the song is used in the Sonic media, with the first time being in the Sonic the Hedgehog film by Paramount? And did you also know that the Xbox version of the announcement trailer contains subtitles that attribute the then-unknown voice to Amy, referring to Amy Rose, who is revealed to be the voice from the trailer in the final game? However, later in this week on Xbox, it's called Ghostly Voice. Shortly after the trailer, Sonic's Japanese voice actor confirmed on Twitter that the mysterious voice belonged to Amy before quickly deleting the tweet. It was further revealed that the voice was indeed that of Amy Rose. I don't know why people try so hard to hide some of this stuff. It didn't really mean that much. Alright, let's round out this disc. Let me throw all these on here according to the OST. I just put three tracks on, and that's 12 seconds. Hold on. That might work. Okay. All right, last break. Stick around. I told you it would go quick. There it is. Jingle, land a catch, land a new catch, get vault keys, cutscene Eggman's notes, no way out, premonition, one last wish, keep your head up, jingle achievement, Titan, Giganto, undefeatable, and cutscene to the new frontier. That's it. That is the entirety of Disc 2 for Sonic Frontiers. Just for the hell of it, let me try to import the next disc ahead of time and see if I can get a look at what we're looking at next week. Let's see. Disc 3 has another 25 tracks next week. And as they import, we will be on Eris Island starting next week. So make sure you don't miss it for part 3 of the 6-part epic finale to the Strictly Sonic Show. That's it. That's all I've got for you today. I will give everybody back your night. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. So take care. Bye-bye. On it.